Deutsche Welle, Africa Link.
Nigeria Decides 2015. From the studios of Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany, this is an Africa Link special on the elections in Africa's most populous nation. My name is Mark Caldwell. Coming up, Nigeria's electoral body INEC promises the results from the polls later today.
So as we are talking to you, he has addressed the press, addressed Nigeria on live television and radio, where he's promising that within 24 hours, results of these elections will be released.
President Goodluck Jonathan describes the elections as largely peaceful, in spite of fighting in the northeast.
What happened in Gombe, northern part of Gombe, is that, of course, you know that the war against the terrorists is still going on. Voting or no voting, because we must take over Sambisa Forest.
And we'll also be hearing what our correspondent there has to say.
It's really unfortunate that after extending the period of election for almost 6 weeks, they cannot arrange to secure the people and their ballots.
From Abuja, Lagos, Kaduna to Gombe, Africa Link brings you full coverage of the general elections in Nigeria.
Top story.
We begin in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, where returning officers have started tallying results from the polls. The vote, which began on Saturday, was extended to Sunday due to technical and logistical problems in at least 300 of the 150,000 polling stations across the country. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, reported that in some areas, ballot boxes were snatched away from officials. But despite these complaints, INEC's chairman, Atahiru Jega, described the polls as having been largely peaceful. Our correspondent, Bed Shemang, was at a press conference at INEC's headquarters in Abuja.
The mood at the headquarters of the Independent National Electoral Commission is that of, let me call it, hope, because the chairman himself has moved to where they call the National Collation Center of this election. So as we are talking to you, he has addressed the press, addressed Nigeria on live television and radio, where he is promising that within 24 hours, results of these elections will be released, that he would want to beat the 2011 record where results were released within 48 hours.
Has there been any indication about partial results so far?
Yes, there are indications partial results have been released. But again, the chairman is saying that journalists and Nigerians should wait. They should disregard what people are seeing or saying via the social media, that people should only recognize results released by the Independent National Electoral Commission, because going contrary would be a kind of going against the law, and that the law could be brought to bear. But all the same, there are speculations here and there that results have started trickling in into the office of the chairman himself. But again, he's saying that on the overall, about 80% of the results are available.
Voting had to be postponed in some parts of the country because the devices to read the voting cards malfunctioned. What reasons did INEC give for that?
Just that it happened to be a kind of what they call manufacturer's fault. So that was a kind of rectified. But again, the problems were more in terms of a late supply of electoral or election materials, because there was this agreement with the Nigerian Union of Road Transport Workers to pick staff or INEC officials to election positions. And at the point they picked them and refused to even release some of the materials, that unless they were given full payment, when indeed the contract was that you take them to election venues and after the event you will be paid.
Did the chairperson of INEC, Jega, make any statement with regards to the incident in Rivers State where INEC officials were accused of conniving with PDP in preventing APC supporters from casting their ballot?
Well, he actually acknowledged that he received a letter of a protest from Rivers State and that everything was under investigation.
What else did he say about election irregularities at polling stations around the country?
Well, all he said was that anywhere someone has an evidence that he was ready to receive that allegation and to prop and see whether they have some facts, and that nothing will just be handled with some kid gloves. He's promising that he would want Nigeria, the international community, to see that Nigeria is capable of conducting free, fair, and acceptable elections where indeed losers will know they have lost, where winners will know they have actually won.
Did he actually recognize that there were irregularities at some polling stations?
Yeah, he did say the allegations that some staff have been compromised, that some allegations came to him, and that they are looking at it seriously. He would not rush at conclusions because Lagos in particular, it's alleged that some untrained staff were used as some moles, and they infiltrated into the system. And for that reason, they ensured that the election process was compromised.
Ben Chemang in Abuja. In the commercial capital Lagos, voters were expecting a tense race between the ruling People's Democratic Party of President Goodluck Jonathan and the opposition All Progressives Congress of former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. But as Sam Olukoya reports, it's still too early to decide who took the commercial capital.
The election was one that many Nigerians looked forward to, although the number of voters is still unclear. The turnout was high. For Shola Olowolafe, who voted in Lagos, it was a successful election.
The passion of the people of Nigeria has been shown in how they've come out. They've voted, they've been enthusiastic. There were a few glitches, though, but it was something that was well dealt with, even by the INEC officials. Nobody was disenfranchised. There's no iota of violence around here. Everybody was allowed to count their votes. I think everybody's vote has counted. We there are peace during the elections. We pray that there will be peace afterwards, despite the result, and Nigeria will move forward.
But there were angry scenes like this in several places, as some people's electronic voters' card could not be authenticated to allow them to vote. Mayo Adebola, who witnessed one of such scenes, says all was not well, given the violence recorded in some parts of the country.
The elections were not 100% successful because there were lots of itches here and there. The card readers wouldn't work initially due to wrong programming at some polling booths. There were some violence in River State. Some INEC officials were gunned down in Gombe who were going on their duty. And Boko Haram struck minimal impact, two people killed in Bauchi.
As the votes were counted and announced, it became a close race between President Goodluck Jonathan and former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari, an opposition candidate in a tight race with an incumbent president seeking re-election, has never happened in Nigeria's political history, more than 50 years since independence. For Dunlami Abdul, who has been following the release of the results, this is good for Nigeria's democracy.
Yeah, the result of this election definitely is going to be a very big changes. Do you know what I say, so? In this country, if opposition party win, it shows that our democracy is improving, and it's not going to give incumbent power that maybe I'll be ruling, nothing's going to happen. But now if opposition enters, I mean, this is a big, big victory.
In a matter of days, it will be seen if Buhari will make history as the first opposition candidate to defeat an incumbent, or if President Jonathan will stop Buhari from breaking the jinx.
Sam Olukoya in Lagos. You're listening to a special edition of Africa Link devoted to the elections in Nigeria.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
Let's head now to the northeast of Nigeria. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram did make several attempts to disrupt the polls. They carried out a series of attacks in Bauchi, Borno and Gombe and Yobe states. But as our northeastern Nigerian correspondent Muhammad Al-Amin reports, those attacks were being repelled by Nigerian government forces.
Suspected members of Boko Haram on Saturday attacked voters in Gombe and Yobe states, killing 10 people, including All Progressive Congress APC member seeking re-election into Gombe State House of Assembly and a policeman. The Gombe State Police Public Relations Officer, Fuaja Attajiri, confirmed the reports, although he did not reveal details of the people involved. In Borno State, Governor Kashim Shettima also confirmed that Boko Haram insurgents killed 25 people in Buratai, in southern part of the state, on Friday, on the eve of the election. The governor added that the insurgents razed down buildings and injured at least 30 people. Suspected members of the militants group also attacked Al-Kaliri town in Bauchi State early Sunday morning, firing sporadic shots and people scampered for safety. Nigerian troops supported by two fighter jets are said to have been battled close of Boko Haram fighters few kilometers out of Bauchi City. Muhammad Inoue Haya, a voter from Gombe, blamed the federal government for the security lapses.
It's really unfortunate that after extending the period of election for almost 6 weeks, they cannot arrange to secure the people and their ballots. It means there is a real shortcoming which needs to be addressed as soon as possible, and the international community must know this.
Despite the concern over security, there was massive voter turnout in northeastern Nigeria. Political analyst Muhammad Kabir Dambayo believed that polling was conducted in a credible manner.
This is the first time Nigeria is witnessing a free and fair election. It is now that we understand that democracy, which gives equal rights to citizens, is coming to stay in the country. It is clear that money and intimidation did work in this election, unlike before.
As polling proceeded on Saturday, Gombe State Governor Ibrahim Hassan Dankwambo also expressed satisfaction with the process.
Conduct of people is good, and I want to thank each and every one of them for the patient way to vote for the candidates of their choice. And I pray they continue in this manner so that at the end of it all, we would have elected leaders of our choice.
While Gombe State had completed polling, voting continues in Sunday afternoon in neighboring Borno State.
Our correspondent in northeastern Nigeria, Muhammad Al-Amin. President Goodluck Jonathan on Saturday described the elections as relatively peaceful in spite of those incidents in the northeast. Jonathan himself faced technical difficulties when he turned up to vote. Let's hear now what he had to say about the insecurity during the elections.
What happened in Gombe, northern part of Gombe, is that, of course, you know that the war against the terrorists is still going on, voting or no voting, because we must take over Sambisa Forest. And some of these insurgents are running away from that part, and they were intercepted by some soldiers. And there was a conflict between a kind of a crossfire between soldiers and terrorists that had nothing to do with the elections.
Let's hear now from the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. National Commissioner Amina Balatsakari told Usman Shehu of DW's Hausa service that INEC was satisfied with the conduct of the polls.
The latest situation is that the election went satisfactorily in most places, but you cannot expect it to be perfect in all places. So there are some places that have challenges, and we are here in the situation, I'm trying to tackle all these challenges.
Polls have been extended until today as well, but report reaching that there are some places where people went and they are still waiting to see INEC officials.
Well, that the lower level, the state level where they postponed the election should have arranged for officers to go to people. Maybe they are having challenges with newly processing all the activities to be able to take off as smoothly as it should be. But in most places where they have postponed, they are currently conducting elections.
There are some areas that ballot boxes were snatched. What are the fate of these areas?
Well, the normal thing is that if you snatch ballot boxes, you lose the election of that polling unit. Also, if you do something with the results have to be cancelled for that particular polling unit. That is only after all the elections will know the extent of snatching it to affect the overall results, so mostly they are not significant.
INEC Commissioner Amina Balatsakari. Local observers, however, view the conduct of the elections rather differently. In the Southern River State, thousands of opposition APC supporters gathered in front of INEC's office in the state capital, Port Harcourt. They called for the cancellation of the elections due to irregularities. INEC, they said, had been conniving with the incumbent PDP to prevent them from casting their ballots. Rivers is a key battleground state for Jonathan and his rival Buhari. In the light of that incident, Abubakar Jallow spoke to Ibrahim Sikrula, chairman of the Transition Monitoring Group, a coalition of local observer groups.
The election was generally fair. Of course, we have Rivers, which we can say that the election there did not meet minimum standards of any recognized election. So we saw the state security took over the role of INEC, beating up people, smashing ballots and falsifying results. So then the card reader did not help matters because largely in some places it couldn't verify the PVC. And again, the introduction of manual verification, we see it as compromising the purpose of introducing the card reader.
In other words, the claims of the opposition APC that there were some irregularities in Rivers State is basically, it has some proof there.
Yes, of course. Of course, as I speak to you now, there is a huge protest going on at INEC headquarters in Rivers State because most of the polling units, the result sheet were not delivered.
Apart from Rivers State, would you also say that in some parts of Nigeria there were also irregularities?
Of course, there were. In Akwa Ibom, even observers were chased away. Two of our observers were arrested. So until very late in the night before they were released. So even when they could not find anything criminal with them, and they were identified by INEC, the police insisted we must pay bribe. Until we started escalating the issue in the social media, people start commenting on it before they released the two observers very late at night. So people were chased away. Party agents were chased away from some of the police units. And then at the end of the day, results were declared in some of those police units. So we have pockets of those things, but like the Transition Monitoring Group, because we look at the whole and then see whether issues of irregularity and isolated cases not generalized to be able to judge the whole.
Briefly, do you think all of these irregularities will affect the outcome of the polls?
I don't think so, because we have 36 states plus Abuja, making 37, and 774 local governments. I don't think out of that, if we have irregularities in about 4 to 5%, can be used to judge that the election itself was not okay.
You just mentioned that you will be tallying the results manually from your end. Can you maybe describe that a little bit?
Yes, we are using the parallel vote tabulation, otherwise known as quick count. So this enable our deployment on a sample base. Like yesterday, we reported at 7:30 about the arrival of polling officials. At 11:30, we were able to report about the setup of polling unit using the percentage across the country that has opened for accreditation. We reported on all the processes up to the voting, but the result is what we don't reveal immediately because we collect result from the polling unit where it is still very pure. It is very pure in the sense that people are there, the results are counted, and then people take note of what happened in the polling units. The experience has shown that when these results are being moved from one polling unit to from one layer to another in the name of collation, that we begin to see addition and subtraction. So for us, we have a margin of error. If the result declared at the end of the day by INEC fall within the margin of error, then we can confirm that the result is justified. But in the moment it begins to fly above that, then we can also expose the fraud in the result.
Briefly, from 1 to 10, how would you rate the polls in terms of freeness, fairness and credibility?
I think I can give it 8.
That was Ibrahim Sekrula, chairman of the Transition Monitoring Group. Kaduna in northern Nigeria is considered a Buhari stronghold, and voters turned out in large numbers to cast their ballots. Many describe the polls as an opportunity to keep Nigeria's democracy on track and to have a say in the political process. Our northern Nigeria correspondent Ibrahima Yakubu spoke to a few residents before and after they cast their ballots.
My name is Amos Matthew.
How did you see the atmosphere of the whole thing today?
Fine, it was okay. A lot of people were thinking maybe it would not be successful. To me, I think there's a great turn-up and people are there, patient, waiting, despite the problem being recorded from the usage of the card reader. But all the same, people are still waiting patiently. So the turnout today is very, very impressive.
What is your hope for sustenance of democracy in Nigeria in view of what you saw today? Is there any hope?
In fact, there is hope. Democracy, to me, it has come to stay. Because people were anticipating that there's going to be a serious crisis. But from the way I saw everything, I think it's going to end up well without any rancor. So, but for democracy, it has come to stay.
Now, any message you have for Nigeria in view of how people have already started casting their vote, and then sustenance of the continuation of other elections coming up?
Well, I want to call on all Nigerians. Yes, this is a day for us to go out to vote candidate of our choice. And we should not be bought by money. We should follow our conscience. You look at whoever is right, you go ahead and vote, despite the intimidation here and there. Democracy has come to stay. And if we want it to remain, it is we, the electorate, that will make it to remain. If we do the other way around, the ministry would use the advantage, capitalize on that advantage and take over. So for that, we should coordinate ourselves orderly, be reasonable. So far, about 16 years, I think it's good for us. Despite it's a nascent democracy in Nigeria, we are learning every day.
Jemima Adiji.
Can you tell me what make you come out to vote today?
To exercise my civil rights as a citizen of Nigeria. At least if I'm going to make any complaint, let it be that I knew I came out for election and I voted for the person I feel is the right person that will man the position. So if I'm making any complaint, I will not make complaint with guilt in me because I've come out and voted.
What hope do you have to see for Nigeria?
Well, I hope that this election is going to be a new dawn for each and every one of us to realize that we don't need to fight ourselves in order to place anybody in any position. Them being in that seat, they are not worth us to shed our blood for them. So for them to be in that seat, they should understand that it is God that made them to be in that seat, and we also should appreciate ourselves for exercising our right, and then we should accept it in the spirit of sportsmanship. Whoever wins, it is his luck. Then we will all support the person that is on seat so that everything will move accordingly.
Residents of Kaduna talking to Deutsche Welle.
Listen up to Africa Link's new frequencies. From March 30th, catch us in West Africa from 7 to 8 a.m. UTC on 15,275 and 15,560 kilohertz. Africa Link. Get the stories you need to know about.
And our main story this Monday morning. Nigerians are awaiting the first results of a closely fought general election pitting President Goodluck Jonathan against ex-military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has congratulated Nigeria for holding a largely peaceful and orderly ballot. And because of the Nigerian elections, we were unable to broadcast this Monday's instalment of the Crossroads Generation. but you will, of course, be able to hear it on Thursday as usual. And there we come to the end of this programme. We welcome your comments, of course. You can send an SMS to 49160 957 59510 or an email to feedback.africa@dw.de. From me, Mark Caldwell, thank you for listening and goodbye.